Baseball finally goes organic. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Major League Baseball is trying to show us all that it's serious about performance-enhancing drugs, that it's serious about making baseball pure again, so that maybe one day we can get back to inducting players into the Hall of Fame who are still alive. But listen to David Epstein of Sports Illustrated on what it's going to take to police this.
Someone who's doping smartly still should never test positive. And so now, the real way to catch sophisticated dopers is through these investigations, and it's a bit messy.
Enforcing purity is going to require extensive surveillance of athletes. But if this is so important, why is this kind of scrutiny limited to sports? What about other competitive fields? Suppose you're a med student competing against med students who use some energy drink to stay up all night. Is that fair? I realize that baseball is our one sacred sport, and this sanctity must be preserved, or America will fail as a nation. But who are we protecting from the bad influence of juiced athletes? The fans? The same fans who are pretty much bathed in marketing campaigns for performance-enhancing sports drinks and performance-degrading alcoholic beverages? Or is the problem that the drug scandals are endangering the whole concept of athlete worship? Which I know is important because without a strong culture of athlete worship, you simply cannot charge $40 for a baseball shirt. You know how I know that? Because when you Google Lance Armstrong shirts, they go for less than $30, and they say dope strong across the chest, which I believe means that the $30 is not going to Lance. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.